Imus in the morning.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
Derek Tucker and the Union Gap. That was June 1st, 1968 in Palmdale, California.
Wow.
So I actually talked over the intro. I was so nervous. But it's a cold open, you know. Before I get started here, I do need to mention Michael Lynn and Robert Andrews and Deirdre Imus. Particularly Deirdre. You know how when you're, like when you love somebody, but then you get this feeling in your chest, and you can actually feel it in your heart?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about her. Hmm. And the role that she's played in my life is just, don't stop it. So, and the same with Michael Lynn. And Robert Andrews, who I talk to almost every day. So I've talked about him through the years, and you know. I think you have a good idea what they mean to me, and I just wanted to mention. That might be remiss if I didn't mention Vinny Andrews. He's the reason I don't ever have to work again, ever. So. And Esther Newberg was great, and she's a great agent, and she'll make one more deal. Come on, baby. Should make one more deal. Then the great Martin Garbus, one of the great trial attorneys in the history of jurisprudence. I remember when I got in all that trouble. He didn't know whether he wanted to take the case or not. He didn't know who I was. He didn't. Was I a racist or a bigot or all that? He interviewed me, and of course he discovered I wasn't and took the case, and we won, obviously. So. Well, so let me just, I don't know how if I can get through this or not. You know, I'm going to do the best I can. But I'll tell you what I've been thinking about. I thought I was going to have some more time to think about what this meant, stopping doing this. But I didn't, and it's good. Because somebody said, well, are you going to miss this? And I didn't have an answer. But I do now. I'm not going to miss doing the Imus and Wayne program. It's been a lot of fun, but, man, it's hard to do. I mean, everybody on this program will tell you, it's hard to do. And it was hard to do when Charles was here. And when Charles left, I mean, I really thought that was it. I'm sure you did too. And then here comes Connell. So we got another 5-6 years out of this bitch, you know. But there's no more left. So, but I'm not going to miss that. I mean, we did. I mean, I know this in my heart. I've always thought this. There's been nobody ever better on the radio than me, and I mean that. And I'm not patting myself on the back or anything. I'm just telling you. Well, I'm telling you how it is. Nobody ever did this. Nobody. But it wasn't me who did it. And this may sound patronizing, but you know me, and you know it's not. You know what I'm going to miss? I'm going to miss you. Because it was great. It is great to get all excited about something like a record or a book or just some event or, you know, Wyatt did something or Zach did something, you know. Come in here and tell you about it. Because you were the one And I don't know who you is. You know, I never, but I always thought, and I still think I'm talking to one person. But I never decided who that person was. I didn't decide. I didn't know if you were a male or a female or how old you were or what. But I just knew that there was one person there that I talked to and that would listen to me. You know, Did or White or Zach or Mike Lynn or Robert Anton, none of these people. It's not the same thing. They don't want to hear about Alger Hiss, but you did. And look what we did. I mean, look what we did. I ask you, take the ranch, for example. I was talking to Dick Grasso, my friend from New York Stock Exchange. We'd already bought the ranch with my own money. I said, how in the hell am I going to raise enough money for this ranch? He said, well, why don't you sell commemorative acres? I said, how much? He said, well, $5,000. Is anybody going to give me $5,000 for an acre that they don't, for an acre they don't own? What are you, nuts? And so I remember sitting there in Southport, Connecticut. Well, it did. I said, God, how am I? What's going on here the next morning trying to raise money for the ranch? So I decided, this is insane. Do you know that we could not take the phone calls fast enough? The lines were jammed selling acres at $5,000 an acre. Do you know that that first morning we raised almost $5 million? You and I did that? You remember that? You did that. You gave me that money. And the next morning, you gave me another $4.5 million. What, are you crazy? Every time I asked you for something, you gave it to me. You did that. Remember when Bill White came to us and for the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund? Remember when we went to Walter Reed? Bernie remembers that. Saw those young people with no arms and legs, and they wanted to go back. You know why they wanted to go back? They wanted to go back to fight, not for their country, for each other. You gave me $200 million at least. Every time I asked you for something, you said, all right, here. And when I got, well, look at the times I got fired. Look, I got fired in the 70s. I went back to Cleveland. And you went back with me. And then we came back to New York, didn't we? Yeah, we did. And then I got fired again. And you were there with me then? Starting to sound like a real pussy, aren't I? He says, I got to get this together. So I'm going to miss you. I'm talking to you. And what you did for me and what you've done for this country. Look at the Imus Ranch. Look what you did for those kids. That was you. I mean, there's been some wonderful things said about me. And I know I sound like a jerk, but they're right. I mean, there's nobody's ever done what I've done, ever. But you do understand that I understand that it wasn't just me. I mean, you understand that. But it was you and me. We did that. We did all of it. I'm going to miss that. I mean, I will, I'll see you out on the road, you know, at the rodeo or wherever I am. I'm going to do one more big thing. Remember that? Keep that, you know. I've never told you anything I didn't do. But thank you. Oh. I know you're going to miss me. But, man, you have no idea. You have no idea how much I'm going to miss you. I wrote this down, and I want you to remember this. We were neither dissuaded nor diminished by the intellectually, morally, and ethically crippled losers, the likes of a racist, bigoted, civil rights charlatan, or the insecure, envious, shock jock all howling in a chorus of like-minded yapping mutts, lost in the dust of the caravan, rolling by on the road to greatness. Rolling by on the road to greatness. We did that. You did that. I did that. That's what we did. You goddamn right. That's what we did.
In the morning on 77.